cattle futures lost some ground on Thursday. Beef cow slaughter is accelerating. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 22nd of November. For the week so far, negotiated cash fed cattle trade is mainly a dollar higher on a live basis at $116 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $115 to $117 up north. Dress trade is $2 higher at $184. Cattle futures closed lower Thursday though, especially feeder cattle, as wholesale beef values show signs of seasonal weakening and ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report. Other than 2 cents higher in spot D's, live cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.18 lower. Wholesale beef values were sharply lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.35 lower Thursday afternoon at $234.86 a hundredweight. Select was 91 cents lower at $213.86. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed 1 to 4 cents lower. Calves and feeders continued to trade mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers sold steady to $4 higher, except for $9 lower at 600 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $8 higher. There are 3,530 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $2 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 2,964 head. Feeder heifers there traded steady to $3 higher. Steers sold mostly steady to $7 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, with 2,891 head on hand. Light heifers traded mostly steady to $2 lower, but $2 higher at 900 pounds. Finally, feeder steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher at Centennial Livestock Auction in Fort Collins, Colorado. Steers weighing 4.5 to 650 sold mostly $2 to $4 lower and then steady to $4 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher, mostly $2 to $4 lower at 500 to 850 pounds, and then sharply higher at heavier weights. There are 1,381 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices continued to drift lower Thursday, with continued uncertainty surrounding the enigmatic back-and-forth chatter concerning the U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 54 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 20 points. Beef cow slaughter appears to be picking up speed based on USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report issued Thursday. Non-dairy cow slaughter, or the other cow category in USDA's report for October, was 307,900 head, which was 28,800 head more, or 10.32% more than a year earlier. For January through October, non-dairy cow slaughter of 2.61 million head is 82,000 head more, or 3.24% more than the same period last year. Similarly, fed heifer slaughter of 8.16 million head for the first 10 months of the year is 572,400 head more, or 7.54% more than the same period in 2018. For perspective, total fed steer and heifer slaughter in October of 2.28 million head was 0.43% less than the previous year. For January through October, however, fed steer and heifer slaughter of 21.85 million head is up 1.17%, or 253,100 head more than the same period last year. By the way, dress steer weights in October averaged 902 pounds, which was 4 pounds heavier than the previous year. For January through October, though, dress steer weights are 4 pounds lighter at 872 pounds. Likewise, dressed heifer weights in October averaged 830 pounds, which was on par with the previous year. For January through October, however, dressed heifer weights are 5 pounds lighter at 808 pounds. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 22nd of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.